Search engine marketing is changing every day, and we are right there with it, keeping you up to date. Coming to you from Adviatech's podcast studio in Tampa, Florida, this is your SEO Update with your host, Sierra Winter.
Hi, and welcome to your SEO Update. I'm your show host, Sierra Winter. Over the last couple of episodes, we have been talking about inbound links and nofollow tags, both very important parts of the search engine optimization process. But today, we're going to look at search engine marketing not from a technical point of view, but focus on the individuals and companies doing the actual optimization. With us today, we have Adviatech's Christopher Kaiser to tell us what he thinks your online marketing company should be. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hello, Sierra. It's great to be here today.
I wanted you to be on the show today, Chris, because I know a while back you made a comment about online marketing companies being confused as tech companies.
Well, actually, I guess everything on the Internet started out as an IT geek thing. And the confusion comes in where your SEO, search engine optimization, really has developed or become or had a metamorphosis, I should say, into the public relations arena. No longer is it something that is mechanical or code-driven. What is done is really not rocket science. Now it's just a consistent and persistent effort of getting the client's name out, their website out, and their keywords. And I think with doing press releases and becoming the public relations firm for the client, that that has become utmost, that's become on the forefront, and the SEO just kind of is pulled along. So essentially, what may have started out to be a IT or geek thing has really developed into a public relations, or gone into the public relations arena.
But don't you need experts in technology and programming to perform online marketing services?
Yeah, there are still many SEOs out there that are that are not your public relations firm, and that that are the geek, hard geeks, and things like that. And I will tell you right now that, in my opinion, they're falling by the wayside. What, again, and I said this before, and I hate to be redundant, but what we do is consistent and persistent effort of putting our client's name, what they do, their key phrases, out on the Internet over and over and over again. It's not a code thing. It's not manual, it is manual submission. It's not automatic submission where you just buy a $89 box and all of a sudden you're going to be on the front page of Google and the other search engines.
For those listeners who may be starting a business and are not familiar with the PR firms, explain the role of a traditional public relations company.
Oh, the traditional role. Wow, geez, you're going back 30-some years for marketing in college. What was the definition? The public relations, the practice of managing the flow of information between an organization and the public, public relations is one of the seven disciplines of marketing. I think that the original definition, the managing the flow of information between an organization and a public, it's still very, very pertinent. It's just how we're doing it now. Those of you who remember the old public relations, the press releases and things like that, we used to use, after each press release, pound, 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 to signify that it was over, it was done for the press release. But doing the press release was one of the big things, writing articles. Again, those really haven't changed. It's just how we disseminate the information to the public. And we're doing that now on a digital basis through the Internet. Again, your good SEO firms are going to make sure that you stress on every piece of information you put out there, your key phrases or your key words and hyperlink them back to the page. I mean, that is really what we do at ViaTech. As far as, the traditional role is the same. It's just the way that we're getting information out.
Oh, well, that's a good thing to know because things get so confusing these days. Thanks. We do have to take a short break right now, but we'll be right back.
Wanting to connect with other businesses? Log in to Adviatech's Business Social Network. Set up your own blog, share images, marketing material, and most importantly, connect with other businesses. Just visit http://connect.adviatech.com. Businesses connect through Adviatech.
We're talking with Adviatech's Christopher Kaiser about why your online marketing company should be your public relations company. So, Chris, if you were to tell someone what to look for in a search engine marketing company, what would you say is the most important thing to look for?
Okay. I probably easier for me to go into what you shouldn't find in an SEO. If anyone tells you that this is an easy process, if anyone promises you that you're going to be there in 30 days where you want to be, the first page of Google, if anyone's talking about if they want to sell you a box or program that's going to go ahead and make you number one in SEO, I think that you need to steer away from those folks and get away as soon as possible. The good SEOs are the ones that are going to tell you right up front, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You're looking at consistent effort of moving you up through the ranks of the search engines, and they don't blow any smoke. They tell you exactly how it is. The other thing that I think is very important is you want an SEO that's going to be able to work with you to establish what the best key phrases or the key words are. For example, you want the company that's going to look at your key phrase and tell you not only how many searches there are, but your competition. And the best key phrase may be for you the one that has fewer searches but a lot less competition, or more searches and less competition. And I think that the SEO that provides that service for you is the one you need to look at.
Thank you, Chris. Please stick around for our questions segment. And now, it's time for your SEO questions. Your SEO Questions is part of Your SEO Update, where you can become part of the show by asking search engine optimization-related questions. You can post your questions online at yourseoupdate.com, and now you can call in your questions and have your voice played on the next episode of Your SEO Update. Just call 1-800-377-7046 and ask your SEO question. Again, that number is 1-800-377-7046. Joining us on the show to help answer your questions are Adviatech's Jason Bland and Adviatech's Chris Kaiser. Welcome back, Jason. It's good to see you.
It's good to be here, Sierra.
Well, this is a really rare privilege to have both of you on the show to answer questions at the same time. Our first question comes from Aaliyah in West Fargo, North Dakota. Aaliyah asks, after listening to the last episodes of No Follow Tags, I went to my yellowpages.com ad and noticed they are linking to my website using a No Follow Tag. Does that mean my Yellow Pages ad is not helping my website rank better?
Yes, that's correct. Since yellowpages.com is using a nofollow tag, Google is not crediting your website with that link. And that's kind of a shame because yellowpages.com is a page rank 7 out of 10. So it would be a good link to have. Chris, you want to comment on Yellow Page advertising in general?
The Yellow Pages, yeah. Well, I've been in business since 1974. The Yellow Pages have come a long way, but the wrong way. I remember the cost of the Yellow Pages on a business we had was $860 a month, and that was for like a little quarter page. And you just had to be there because your competitor was, and it may or may not have been helpful. It may or may not have been relevant. It may or may not have been helpful, but you had to be there. Some of y'all might know that the largest Yellow Page company has gone bankrupt. I think you're going to see more of them go bankrupt. I personally, and I'm older. I'm probably the senior most here, and I haven't opened up a Yellow Page book or a phone book for that fact probably in 2 years. And I don't think that I am rare. I think that more and more folks are getting away from the book, the phone book, totally, using the Google search, what other search engines out there, the phonebooks.com. And the old Yellow Pages, I honestly believe that anyone who spends more than just the minor listing, maybe a bold listing in the Yellow Pages, is just throwing their money down the toilet. And I firmly believe that. What has to happen is that the business people today have to look at what they're spending in Yellow Pages, drastically cut that, and put it into SEO and development of their websites.
Our next question comes from Jacob in Little Rock, Arkansas. Jacob sent us a question saying, "You all mentioned that you shouldn't do link exchanges. I've been doing link exchanges for 3 or 4 years now. Is my site going to get blacklisted?"
Well, the good news, Jacob, is that your website will not be delisted. However, the bad news, you've been wasting your time for probably 2 out of those 4 years. Almost 2 years ago, Google stated in their webmaster guidelines that link exchanges or reciprocal links were useless and not an effective way to increase your search engine ranking. My suggestion is to use that time on social networks because that's going to help your business a lot more than link exchanges.
Our next question is from Gus, and Gus is from Appleton, Wisconsin. He wants to know about press releases. Well, or you can call them news releases as well, because there's electronic and print media, as well as online. For those of you who don't know, we do post the upcoming episode information on yourseoupdate.com. So if you have any questions related to the next episode, you can send those in as well, just as Gus did. Now, Gus asked, "I used to write press releases in the late 1980s for a PR company in Michigan. I'm retired now and have a small business that I run from my house. I've been trying to use the internet press release services to get web traffic, but my writing style seems to be obsolete. Is it just me, or is the internet newswire arena completely different from traditional press media?" This is probably a good one for you, Chris.
Press releases. Sure. Back to the traditional public relations firm of writing the press release and then pound to signify that it was done. We basically will go ahead and construct a press release, again, around the key words that you find that's most relevant and the ones that are going to be help you on the search. And that, I think, is the number one difference that every press release we put out, even if it's community-oriented, we're going to make sure over and over that we're going to go ahead and stress the keywords within that press release. One of the clients we work with did a Build-A-Bear in December. That's Build-A-Bear, where they took underprivileged kids and had to build a bear. And there was a very successful press release for the client, extremely successful. It got picked up in a Wall Street Journal. And great thing about it, the linking words, the key phrases just drove our client right to the top there.
And John from Atlanta, Georgia wants to know, can you set up a Wikipedia page for your business?
Well, you can try, but it's probably going to be tagged and removed. Wikipedia does allow commercial pages, but their guidelines require that the business have some national level of significance. So basically, if you're big enough, someone will write a Wikipedia article for your company. But smaller companies probably don't have a chance.
And that's all the time that we have today, folks. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jason, for joining us today. On the next Your SEO Update, we are going to be talking about social networking for businesses. And remember, to call in your SEO questions, please, at 1-800-377-7046. Until next time, I'm Sierra Winter.
To learn more and to go through our podcast archive, visit us at yourseoupdate.com. All content of this production is copyrighted by Aviatech Corp. No part of Your SEO Update may be used or reproduced without written consent from Aviatech Corp. Your SEO Update, the name Aviatech, and businesses connect through Aviatech are property of Aviatech Corp. and may not be used or reproduced without written consent. You can write to Your SEO Update at 9280 Bay Plaza Boulevard, Suite 706, Tampa, Florida, 33619.